Here? Oh, thank you.
Good morning. Today I would like to present our paper, Stretching Compression and Shearing Disparity Compensated Prediction for the Techniques for Multi-View Video Coding. So, here's the content of my presentation. I will make an introduction about the disparity compensated prediction, especially the techniques used in the current multi-view video coding standard. And we will propose our, I call it for SESH for short, for the SESH techniques and the related consideration, and some experimental result will be given, and the conclusion will be drawn finally. So, here is the introduction. For the current multi-view video coding standard that adopted into the standard, they exploit the correlations between the views, okay, as described in previous presentation. So, it is a extension of the H.264ABC. So, the disparity information is recorded by the disparity compensated prediction, because this technique is extension of H.264ABC. They adopt the same coding set of H.264. So the coding tools is just the same as they use in the MCP. If they use the same set of coding tools, they only support the pure translation motion vector or disparity vectors. So it is a block-based motion compensated prediction techniques. So the disparity vector can represent the shift of the blocks, okay? But it does not indicate the actual disparity effect. So our method is to propose a technique to improve the disparity compensated prediction for the MVC. And the effect that we want to achieve is to do by a new technique proposed called subsampled block matching. It does not require additional memory for storing the additional reference frames, and it did not need to perform additional interpolation. So our proposed technique will be able to integrate into the H.264ABC easily. So let us talk about the disparity effects first before we propose our method. So here we show a real-world example of a disparity effect. It is a stereo picture taken from a stereo camera with two cameras. So it is obvious that the difference between the frames are not just translational. Okay, let's to watch it closer. So for the example, there is a wall on the right side, and we magnify that. We find that for the left one, okay, we use this one as the reference. You can see that on the wall, the plate on the wall is appear to be compressed in the right view, right? So we find that there is a compression effect. If you turn it around, it will be a stretching effect. So here is the vertical objects. For another example, on the ceiling, okay, some horizontal objects. If you look at the left view, you can find the texture on the ceiling, and you will find that on the right view, the texture appear to be turned slightly. We suggest it is a shearing effect, although it may not be perfectly approximate modeled, but we believe that using the shearing effect can approximate this effect in this case. So here is the SCSH effect we want to exploit. So it should be noted that if the camera setup is up and down instead of the left and right, the SCSH effect should be vertical instead of horizontal. So how do we provide the SCSH effect in the disparity compensated prediction? One intuitive idea that we can provide transform the frames for the disparity compensated prediction. For example, we can provide shielded frames, and also stretch and compress the frames, and we can make use of this reference frame to adopt different SCSH effect to improve the disparity compensated prediction. But this intuitive method will have a very serious, not very serious, a major problem for practical use, because this frame-based approach requires some memory space in the encoder, because you need to provide a number of reference frame before you can perform the block matching and so on. So the memory requirement will be grow with the number of SCSH candidates provided, and also the computing requirement for providing this SCSH frames is also complex, because you need to interpolate the reference frame and performing transformation for the SCSH effect. The frame-based approach is not very practical. So in this research, we will propose a method to achieve the SCSH DCP by a new technology, method called subsampled block matching. As I said at the beginning, it does not require additional memory and additional computation. So here is the SCSH DCP. In the H.264 AVC, we have a quarter pixel MV resolution. And in a typical encoder, we will have some 4x interpolated reference frame for us to perform the block matching and other motion compensated prediction works. So in the MCP and DCP process, the encoder will subsample the interpolated frame to obtain the blocks in the original scale, because you interpolated in 4x and subsample it by 4x, so the scale doesn't change, but it can provide the location in the subpixel locations. So we define this. We first define this is a subsampling grid by this equation. Okay, it should be very simple. To achieve the SCSH effects, we can modify this subsampling grid for different parameters to achieve the effect we would like to exploit. So here is the stretch and compression effects that we designed. So we use the subsampling grid defined by this equation. For you can see that on the top left corner of the matrix there, the stretch and compression parameters is replacing the original 4 parameter in the corner. So it will achieve a stretch and compression horizontally. For example, we substitute the SC parameter with 3. We will have the subsampling grid shown in the left figure. You can see that the subsampling rate of the horizontal subsampling rate of the in the reference frame is 3. Okay, we can take these pixels. For example, if we substitute the SC parameter by 5, okay, we will have a stretch that blocks. So here is the stretch and compression. So for the shearing, we will use this subsampling grid, okay, by a SH parameter. So by substituting by 1, okay, we will have a right shearded block to provide the shearing effect. The left shearing effect, we just substitute some minus 1. Okay. This is the example of the stretch and compression. Of course, to achieve more stretch and compression and shearing effects, we can fit more parameter in the SC and SH parameters. So that's how we achieve the SCSH effect in the DCP. So here we would like to report some experimental result. Here is the general condition that we configure the encoder. We implemented in a JM17 encoder with a stereo high profile. We use some video sequence that is quite commonly used, ballroom, exit, wasa, and rena. So other parameter is just general for your information. So for the for the parameter we used for our analysis, we use H stretch and compression levels with the horizontal subsampling rate from 1 to 9. And each shearing levels will be used from minus 4 to 4. It should be noted that our method is currently only applied on the P frames, okay, for the analysis. For further analysis on the coding efficiency, we also set up 2 sets of experiment. One is without B frames. In this set, the left sequence, the base wheel will be all I frame, and the right wheel is all P frame. The P frame only predicted by disparity compensated prediction. Another set is a hierarchical B frame with 7 B frames that is quite commonly used in new techniques. This is used to explore the effect of our proposed idea in some practical group of picture structures. So for the first set of the encoding result, we find that we have improvement in all case, and the FH breakaway reduction is about 1.89 to 4.84%. So that's what we find in our analysis. So for the coding structure with 7 hierarchical B frames, we found that we still have improvement in all this case, but the improvement is a little bit smaller. It is possible that the improvement is diluted by those B frames because we didn't apply this method on B frames, but the FH bitrate reduction is still about 0.72 to 2.25%. So here is the conclusion of this presentation. So far we have proposed a method to adapt the SCSH effect for the disparity compensated prediction. We use the subsampled block matching technique. this SASH block are obtained from the interpolator frame, such that we don't need to spend any memory and computation for obtaining these blocks, and some RD improvement is fine. So for future work, we'll find more subsampling grid for both DCP and MCP for apply to further improve the RD performance of general video contents. And we will also find some fast block matching algorithm in subsampled block matching case. So this is what I want to present today. Thank you very much.
We have time for maybe one or two quick questions. So can I ask why you use the method only on P frames? Is this because for P frames you're already doing the motion estimation?
As we find in our analysis, we find that the B frame usually the bit rate is really low, and usually in the MVC encoding environment, the B frame is usually predicted by the by prediction from the same view. It is usually very well predicted. So the room for using the interview prediction, it may not be very very good.
And you do not use it on the I frame. You do not use it on the iframes?
Of course not. Okay. The iframe is intra prediction.
Because but you could use interview, even though it's intra in terms of motion, you could still do interview.
The intra frame will not use.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the. Okay. I'm not that familiar with the standard itself. But yeah. Finally, okay, I guess it's in the framework of the standard. So you do not consider other geometry based techniques such as estimating a homography as opposed to shearing transformation?
Actually, this method is trying to provide some approximation of this so called general model of transformation by a very simple way. So the effect on the transformation may not be very accurately generated, but we believe that this is a quite good approximation.
Any other questions? In that case, let's thank Kamon once again.